The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by the devil. He was among wild beasts, and the angels came and ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. The text of today's gospel comes from the very beginning of the book of Mark. And it's foundational in Mark's gospel. Therefore, if we begin to understand the very beginning of Mark's teaching, it will give us an understanding of the rest of the gospel. If we miss this, we're going to struggle to catch the essence of Mark's revelation of Jesus Christ. So we'll look at that today. But let me begin with a preamble in order to grasp the meaning of Mark's gospel today. Way back in the 5th century, we had Saint Augustine. And in his Confessions, he writes this way. He remembers when he was a young man and how successful he was, how prominent, how much recognition he received as an intellectual and leader in the intellectual community in Milan. He was so successful that he was given the extraordinary privilege of addressing the imperial court. His life was in chaos. He had no boundaries. He confesses that he wasn't capable of loving anybody completely since he loved himself so much. He was so self-possessed, so full of himself, that he lost touch with his soul, something deeper inside of him. And he tells a story about one day in the streets of Milan, he came upon a beggar, a man who had just finished lunch, and he had a drink, and he was very happy. And Augustine began to think of himself, how come this man is so happy and my life is so chaotic? He had this 15-year relationship with this woman, an African servant woman. He had a son with her. All of this created a chaos in his life. He's searching for the meaning of life. And led by St. Ambrose, who was the bishop in Milan, he began to discover the hungers of his soul. And he writes in his Confessions, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new, long have I loved thee. I was looking outside, but you were inside. And he goes through this extraordinary conversion in his life from a place without borders, a place of chaos, a place that belongs to the world only, to something far more profound and far deeper in his life. He confesses that he got in touch with his soul, which he had neglected for a long time, concentrating on the things of the world. So he went through his great transformation in his life. Now, when we look at society, our society, the communities that belong to us, when we look at these today, would you agree that there's a certain kind of chaos abroad? Violence is so common, so familiar, it has become normalized. Greed is sometimes admired. Cheating is acceptable. Lying is overlooked in our culture today. There's a certain kind of chaos that reflects Augustine's early life, which is part of our culture today. And if you read Rollheiser's most recent book, just came out last week, called Chastity of the Soul, he will tell you that the crisis today is a poverty of the soul. We're not feeding the soul. And therefore, we have no boundaries. Whatever is necessary to win is acceptable. And that's what he calls chastity in his book, Rollheiser. It's not to do with sex. It has to do with reverence. It has to do with respect. It has to do with truth. It has to do with honor. It has to do with character. That's what chastity really means. A certain disposition of quality of life, which reflects the soul. That's what Rollheiser deals with in his book. So when you get to this, and now you look at this gospel, the beginning of Mark's gospel, Jesus' first proclamation is, repent and believe. And we've spoken before, the word for repent is metanoia, coming from two Greek words, nous, meaning mind, and meta, meaning beyond or literally above, frequently translated, change your mind. But perhaps a better translation would be elevate your mind, enlarge your mind. Meta, metanous, meta also means above. Raise your mind, enlarge your mind, and then you will understand the proclamation of Jesus Christ. So, in order to define the messianic mission of Jesus, he is led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. Now, the desert is not the Sahara Desert, it's not that kind, it's a wilderness. Those of you who have been to the Holy Land will see there's a wilderness there. We call it a desert. Eremos is the Greek word. It's a place of aloneness. It's a place of separation. It's a place of deep reflection. That's all the symbolism of Eremos, the desert. And when he's in the desert for 40 days, and that doesn't have to be literally 40 days, but our Lent is taken after that. It's meant to reflect the wandering of the people of Israel way back in Exodus. For 40 years, they wandered on their way to the promised land. For an extended period of time, he's in the desert and he's fasting. And now in his time when he's vulnerable, the story tells us here, the devil comes to tempt him. Now, Mark doesn't tell us the three temptations or testing of Jesus. It's more a testing of Jesus so that Jesus can show forth the meaning of his messianic mission. And the first one to test Jesus, he says, you are hungry now, turn these rocks into bread and your hunger will be fulfilled. And Jesus says, not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He dismisses that. The second temptation, they're mentioned in Matthew and in Luke. He takes him to the pinnacle of the temple, and he said, throw yourself off the pinnacle of the temple, and the angels will carry you, lest you should be injured. And Jesus rejects this, the spectacular, the success, the recognition, the worldly things Jesus rejects. And the third one, the devil shows him all the kingdoms of the world, takes him onto a high mountain, and these are all the kingdoms of the world. If you bow down before me, I will give you all these kingdoms of the world. And Jesus rejects that. He says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So all the values that make up a chaotic life, Jesus rejects in the testing, which is meant to define his mission. His mission is not attached to the spectacular, the success, the recognition, all these things after which we are invited to strive in the world. Jesus says, that's not what it means to follow Jesus Christ. It's not the power of the world. It's not how many worldly riches you have. It's not your success. It's not your recognition. Even for the church, it's not how big we are, how powerful we are, how rich we are. It's how deep we are. How we are people of soul, not people of the world. That's what this means when we come to begin Lent. It's an invitation to see ourselves and to understand life in a new way, which is beyond anything this world can offer us. It's something different. It will involve failure. It will involve sacrifice. We'll have experiences of death, sickness. All of these things are part of the economy of a life of the soul. To find redemption and to find transformation in all experiences of life. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, way back 19th century, remembering Moses. You remember how Moses and the burning bush. When Moses came to the burning bush of Mount Sinai, God says, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. The symbolism, become the servant, become the small person, become the one that's not so important. Become God's person, not led by the glories of the world. Take your shoes off. So Elizabeth Barrett Browning says this, the world is crammed with heaven, and every common tree aflame with fire. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. So what should we do for Lent? Take off your shoes. You can keep your shoes on and you can give up chocolate and you give up scotch. Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes and forgive somebody. Take off your shoes and don't hold a grudge. Take off your shoes and love somebody who is in need of love. Welcome somebody who feels left out. Take off your shoes and carry somebody's cross and don't send the bill. Bless somebody and consider it a privilege. Take off your shoes for Lent. That's the symbolism of this teaching. It's not the teaching of the world. It's not prestige. It's not fame. It's not fortune. All of this Jesus sets aside. And he said, I am announcing a new gospel of life, something that Augustine discovered, but late in his life. So we are led by the Spirit. In the season of Lent, we're led into the Eremos, not to a place of success and glory and recognition. We are led into the wilderness. We will have experiences of failure, reversal, conflict, division. We'll say, I know, but I took off my shoes and I bless all of creation. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. Amen.